You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
You know the song?
I feel like it's... Is it from a medicine too?
Yeah, it's from one of those commercials like a while ago. But it's a real song too.
Well, yeah. I know it's got like a big chorus where people would be running like through a field or something. Right there.
Are you
take
sick?
Take off running or something.
Do you have AIDS? You don't have to tell anybody.
May cause upset stomach, tuberculosis.
Greasy diarrhea.
You might tear your Achilles.
Tuberculosis. Oh, dude.
Tuberculosis.
I forgot Jugs in Chicago this weekend. They get to stay at Jordan's house.
Oh, Lord. They might be. God. Old Court might be filming a video in there or something. I should point out she's like
Influencer.
I think that's demeaning now. That's one of those words that whisper. She's like a model essentially is what she is.
Yeah.
But like I think influencer just like demeans it. But yeah, I mean she's.
Yeah, that's too much of a broad term because a lot of people could be an influencer.
It's like the term entertainer. Hi, I'm an entertainer. If a woman tells me that, she's a stripper.
No, you're TikTok famous.
Yeah, what does that mean? I'm an entertainer.
I'm an entertainer. I always love when, like, let's say a former, like, I'll give you a good example. What's her name? Danica Patrick. I actually saw she was going to be on some show, and it said Danica Patrick, race car driver and host. I was like, of what?
Yeah, what do you host?
What is she? I mean, she probably got a podcast or something, but like that term, a host. I mean, if you say I'm a hostess, I'm like, well, show me to my table, bitch. I would say that to a man as well. I'm just saying.
I don't know how this works on a local level, even. Being a witch is not a job.
Being a witch?
Being a witch is not a job.
How is that something? That's kind of like your religion, isn't it?
You talking about like a palm reader?
No, I don't really know what it means, but like, you know, like, you watch some local TV sometimes. I'll have so-and-so on, like, here's a local actor or a local comedian or a local witch. And I'm like, what is your
local
job?
Witch.
How do you make money? Well, being a witch is not a job.
Fat boy wants to dox him.
I mean, like,
cast some spells for me, please.
Do you have a boring job and you're afraid to, like, tell people what it is? I mean, it's cool.
Can you have an illiterate tarot card reader?
You can have an illiterate tight end, evidently. One of the go down is one of the best ever.
We had some bad psychics, so I, yeah.
You had some that were dead on, too. Kind of scary. But this, still, that's not a job.
But, do you do for a living?
That's the flip side.
I hate that question.
I don't like saying it.
So
I'll say customer service at a digital marketing firm, which is kind of somewhat kinda true.
All you do is sit and push buttons.
Our former company, literally, like we were on a table vacation, you know, where you eat dinner,
yep.
Big old, and you know, it would go that route, and like, who do you work for? And I'm like, Intercom.
See, I'm slowly.
I would just say that, and it would be, oh, okay. It's like, yes, it's broadcasting. I wouldn't even say radio, I'd broadcast.
Well, I'm starting to get over it. I'm starting to tell people. It's just easier to tell them. And it used to be a thing where I thought I was like kind of flexing on people.
What do you say?
I'm not trying to.
But I don't like when the body language of the room kind of just turns towards you like, oh, okay, we have some funny things about to happen here, are we?
Because there's some people that they're good at their jobs, but they're boring. Like, they don't like their jobs.
Yeah.
Like a lot of career days.
Sometimes you don't want to get into that conversation if they like the radio station or not. Sometimes I generally say I work in communications. And that's just kind of like.
That's incredibly broad.
Yeah.
She works at T-Mobile.
I work in communications. So mass communication.
It sucks when other people tell other people for you when you're in the same room.
Like, you know. Yeah. But
do you know who he is? He's that guy.
Oh.
He's that guy on that radio station.
That's where
he's big boy.
For people remember that time?
Why they call you Fat Man?
I was like, you know what? As long as the check cashes.
Which one?
That was the thing they paid us to go to one time. The guy called us by the wrong name. I was like, I don't care what you call me. You call me whatever you want to, just as long as it.
Thanks for showing
numbers
up.
Show up in my book.
You want a shirt that's two sizes too small? We'll hook you up. It's got an odd saying on it. You can have that too. So
I'm an entertainer. Entertainer? Like, define that. I entertain people. What? How?
What does that mean?
Like, I mean, that is a egotistical branding of.
You assume that you're entertaining.
Well, I guess if it's but like, what if it's year one of. You know, I'm going out and to become an entertainer. When do you become an entertainer?
When you get paid for it.
Yes, you got to get paid for it, right?
But a lot of people get paid for stuff they ain't good at. Mm.
Here's my deal on, like, kind of that tip. And I'm probably going to get some people pissed off. But if you teach, like, an improv class, like, what made you, like, good enough to teach it if nobody knows who you are?
What made them good enough to teach it was the fact that people filled their ears for years saying, you're going to be on Saturday Night Live one day. And it made, and when Saturday Night Live and Lauren said, nope. And even when, like, In Living Color or Mad TV, and they didn't get on there, they're like, you know what? I don't need them. That self and it's the ego, totally. It's not like you listening to you, but it's just ego where it's like, you know what? People have told me for years, but these people. Uh-huh. They apparently don't like making money. So guess what? I'm going to do it on my own. And then you go to those people who for years sit there and filled your head with these dreams and these great thoughts of grandeur that you're going to be like this huge success. You go back to them and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to bet on myself like you always said to do. So will you lend me some? You know what? Have you seen the news? I mean, shoot.
I have an improv troupe. Okay, well, what have you done? A local festival we won. Okay, you can teach a class now, I guess. Tell me if this is me being too much of a dick, too.
You're too much of a dick.
I feel like some people make too much out of certain jobs. Let's say you put up awnings for a living.
They're honest.
Yeah.
But if that's all you talk about, and you're like always posting pictures of it, and you're like, you're trying to convince people that you have an exciting job. Maybe when you may be good at it. You may be really good at it, but at the end of the day, it's got to be boring as piss.
So I'm going to tell you something that's funny because it just popped into my head. And I don't if I ever shared it, laugh again, please. But that Christmas, not the company Christmas party. I didn't make that one, but I went to this Christmas party. And, you know, I'm probably a couple drinks in, but just casually, just kind of having fun or whatever. And that came up, you know what? But apparently, it's one of those things where, and again, many of you probably assume that I have like a huge ego. I mean, you probably assume that, but then in real life, though, when those situations happen, so when you're in a room of 40 or 50 people, as little as 40 or 50 people, and someone says, "Well, you know who he is, don't you? You recognize that voice?" Don't you? Yeah. That's when I want to like just melt.
It is cringe.
So if I had an ego, I'd be like putting my hands on my hips like I'm damn Superman and start smiling and form a line. We'll do meet and greet photography. No, I hate it.
There are things that I cringed about. If people don't like the radio station or they don't like the music, I don't hear about that. And when I work for a TV station, you'd always get someone because I work for the news, you'd always get someone complaining about what the sports guy did or something that's unrelated to what you do. So you don't want to tell them that you work in TV.
I'm going to start doing that to people. You know who he is? He lays brick.
He does.
He can build a house with his eyes closed.
Well,
he's an old bricklayer here.
Here's another thing that I don't know if other people run into with their... And I don't know what a normal job is. Somebody said, well, what is a normal job these days on the TLCMotors.com text and phone line? I mean, that's a good point because, like, I know people... I know a... This is... And obviously, it can happen, but I know a nurse that works from home.
Yeah, how does that work?
Because it's all, like, on video or whatever, and she does the...
Like, tell the doc.
Huh.
Yeah, so, I mean, so it doesn't always encompass, but
that's cool.
And I want to say this too. Like, if you ever see me, I'm very approachable. I don't mind that stuff. I just don't like mass attention at once when I'm not ready for it. So anyway, I'm trying to change the dynamic where everybody's kind of like literally not in a, because I don't like it. So it shows I'm not an egomaniac. But when the bodies turn and start, you're thinking, oh, this is the spotlight. Now I got to say something funny. So when they say, what do you do? And then I have to go into that whole routine when you have more ears than normal. So
I expect it.
I say to that guy, I said, well, what do you do? And he says, I'm not going to say his name, but he's like, I'm a dentist. I said, okay, well, I need to get your number because, you know, got a grandson now, might need some braces down the road. I said, it never hurts to know a good bracist. And I didn't get nothing just like now. And I thought that was solid, man. I thought it was solid. It didn't get nothing now. So it's not good.
I wouldn't expect
See?
It. A little controversial.
No, it's not. Yes. It's a thinker. It's a good one.
I know you mean what you say when you're approachable, and you are, but I just remember the pool story from years and years ago. I know you're not that guy anymore, but it's still a great story. When you thought you got recognized. And
oh,
you did.
I got recognized.
I've done that before. I've said, nope, not me.
You're that girl on the radio station. You're awesome. You're on.
I have denied myself before at a store when it was in line, and it was like, again...
I've done it twice.
Little small, like I get what the wrestlers are talking about now with going, they get crazy anxious leaving an airport now because they're getting mobbed. And I'm sure most athletes do it, but wrestlers, I guess, they're on a bigger level than ever, I guess.
Dude, you know what I don't like?
Taking pictures.
Well.
With people.
He takes the best pictures for you.
I get a lot of, hey man, what's up? Like they know me, but that's all they'll say. And I'm like, I don't know who you are, or like, you know, what's your name, or how do you know me?
See, I love to do that. What do you do? And I'd love to like turn it into that thing. But
it was like, see, man, I'm like, oh, you know me, but I don't know you.
You don't thank them for listening.
Well, there's this in and out.
I'm very approachable on small little doses, but quit asking me where Fatboy and Paige are.
Yeah, like
that's the funniest, damnedest thing. Like when Mo went to the grocery store, were they like, "Hey, where's Curly and Larry at?"
You go up and try
to poke him in the eye. Like,
I don't ask me what happened to Dookie.
Because I get that, and it's kind of weird. Brian. Where's the guys? Well, they're not doing makeup with me today, unfortunately. It would be great if you did, but that's
we're not like Siamese stuck at the hip, those chicks with two heads.
I did tell a mailman one time that Fat Boy was over in the barn.
If I get to do makeovers, I want you to do that. If I'm going to wax people, I want Fat Boy to be there with me.
That's the thing. Like, we're all not stuck at the hip, buddy. Where's Paige at? Like, I don't know. Watch you. She's got social media.
Or if you ask me about, like, former employees, I'm going to give you Mark Hendrick's cell phone number.
Yeah,
please. I would refer you to management.
We do not know.
Because I don't know what to tell you.
Like, when you go to, like, I don't know. It's the weirdest thing. I don't know.
And you can use any excuse. Look, I know you've been out of the loop, or if you've been out of town, or you moved to a different country. Like, it ain't going to work.
Or if you're very honest, like, man, you know what? I just got out of prison after 5 years.
Like, I believe it.
What happened to Dookie?
Banishment.
Where's old boy at?
I'm like, good Lord, have mercy. All right.
That was fine.
Yeah, but it still sounded very egomaniac-ish. And I did
a little bit.
It's not, though. I'm the complete opposite of.
But
like, I'm very comfortable in here not having... I would love to be able to look at the audience's face, like someone on a live stage, and get that natural reaction instead of just assuming you hope it's working.
I do that self-serving. Like, I want people to laugh at, you know.
Yeah, well, of course. What, like, I'm, you want to, that's, why would anyone, it's like when people say, I don't post for likes. You're not necessarily posting for likes, but you're sharing because it's something you like and you're proud of. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean you're trying to be an influencer or make it go viral. It just meant, it's like when you wear a nice, well, not you, fat boy, but Paige, when you wear a nice shirt or a nice jacket or something.
Mm-hmm. This one's new.
It makes you feel good down deep, but you also,
you want to share it.
You want to share it with the world, but in this weird kind of odd way.
You can't do that too many times a day. Because then you're flexing.
But I don't like a t-shirt. This is one thing I had problems with wrestling t-shirts in the past. Not only did they not fit, but also the graphic would be on the back. They'd put a small graphic on the pocket.
Oh, see.
I was like, I don't get to see the damn shirt. And I paid $28 for it.
How about if you're losing weight? Lose all the weight you want to lose and then show one picture. I don't need daily updates if you lost 2.5 pounds.
See, I agree with you. And that's the reason
everybody
ask me, how do you do it? I'm like, just hiking and going to the gym all the time. Well, I don't ever see pictures. I'm like,
they get disappointed. Like, oh, man, I thought it was going to be a quick trip.
I told you that one lady said, you should have taken us on your journey with you. And I'm like, you're gay for saying that. And she's straight married. I don't mean gay like head. I just meant like, you're corny.
Let me say that too, by the way.
That's how I took it.
I use gay as corny sometimes.
To get healthy, that might be a good
thing. It's the same way in the 50s it meant happy. So meanings really change.
Did. Yeah, like queer was
a, you are. All right, good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Weight Watchers, how may I help you?
Hey, who's this?
This is Mary Beth.
Hey, Mary Beth, this is Bill. How you doing?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Listen, the reason I was calling is, I don't know if he's working there or not, but as I guess about 4.5 years ago, my mama lost 195 pounds.
Wow.
Going there.
Uh-huh.
And we were sitting here today at the dinner table, me and her and daddy and everything, and we were sitting there and we was looking through the paper, and we noticed that this year, 2003, is the 40th anniversary of Weight Watchers,
yes,
United States
still.
Of America. So first of all, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And other thing we're sitting here thinking about is that we were wanting to maybe come down one day. How many people y'all got working there?
Oh, gosh.
On a normal day.
Well, I've got staff just at the meeting, and there are only two of us in the office, but, you know, my area-wise probably got close to 100 staff members.
Okay. Well, what I was thinking about doing, and Mama, she's down with doing this, too, because, you know, she's down to about 310 now.
Wow.
Her weight's really doing well, and she's doing all right. We was thinking about maybe coming down there and bringing, you know, big old cakes, some cupcakes, and some ice cream, and having a little old birthday party for Weight Watchers.
Well, you know, Bill, I appreciate that, but that probably would not be something we'd want to indulge in, is that cake and ice cream, though. But we appreciate it, though.
Why?
We appreciate it. It'd be too many points for us to consume.
Oh, well, she knows how to cook them all light and stuff now.
Yeah.
She's read all them books.
So. Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, but I think that'd be an awful lot of trouble for y'all to go to. And besides, I couldn't tell you how many people would ever be around.
What about if I come down there and whip cream and pop out of a cake?
Well, I think we better skip that part, too.
Well, anyway, listen, let me tell you right quick. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Weight Watchers. Happy birthday to you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Bill.
You have a pleasant morning.
You too.
Bye-bye.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, man.
Our headlines brought to us by Gosling.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
I think we were skip that altogether, Bill.
That's so sweet. So, are you bored where you live? Do you want to change things up a bit? Maybe get out of Greenville, South Carolina, or wherever you are right now?
I mean, I'm all right.
Why?
Why do you ask?
Well, there are cities that will pay you to move there.
Oh, no, I don't. These are
it's going to be somewhere in Europe, and you got to go.
It's here.
Yeah, but it's always tied into some kind of, like, doing a promotion for something, tourism or something.
To qualify for these programs,
is it Riyadh?
All you need to do is work remotely from a state other than the one that you choose, be a U.S. citizen, be older than the age of 18, and be able to relocate soon after you are selected. So this
is like the orphan trains.
You can move to Topeka, Kansas. They're offering up to $15,000 to put towards a new home. Newton, Ohio is offering $10,000 if you purchase a qualifying home. And Ketchikan, Alaska will give you $2,000 for 3 months of free internet. So, I mean, Ketchikan.
It's way out there. Plus, how many of these people
near Russia?
How many people are going to buy it just for the, you know, investment opportunity?
But you probably, there's the wording in there, you probably have to live there. Like, literally, these are people trying to get their population numbers up.
They're going to come by and check. Hey, notice nobody's in this house you bought.
It probably even has to do with that Google city thing where there's still, I mean, there's mayors and even governors that are trying to get that. I mean, you don't, it's like, be honest, you're going to get a payoff from Google. If you get, you don't care about the city being a Google city.
Google, no.
You don't want that.
What does that mean? They just, you don't have your internet?
Literally, like, all facets of the city is controlled by Google. Like, no.
No.
I mean, Duke Power, yes.
People that work.
But not Google. We're fine with Duke Power doing it because we're just accustomed to it, but not this Google.
People that work at Google in California aren't the happiest.
I want to live in Yahoo City.
Dude, you think Google will challenge power companies at some point in the future?
I mean, I think that's literally what it's coming to, because what's Mark Cuban always talking about besides medicine? Power. Power. Yeah. Power.
And he wants his casino, too.
It's kind of antiquated, our system is, and, you know, they talk about the grids and everything.
We used to just...
Don't tax it.
They used to just think dams and stuff, but now it's even like... I never thought about this before, but like drawing energy off of seismic activity. So I never realized, but near fault lines, mm-hmm. Our government and a lot of world, like China is really, really big on doing it. Near the fault lines, they put power plants there to draw natural energy out of the seismic activity.
Well, if it works.
But did you ever think about that?
Did you ever think that they'd be powered by wind and solar, which is simple, you know?
So somebody's going to have an issue with it, right? It's like fracking. They have an issue with that.
Well, that's different. That causes earthquakes.
So, but look, if, you know, you'll still get people roll your eyes when you say they can control the weather. But I mean, like it's true. Like it can be. I mean, they made it illegal in Florida, or maybe it was Georgia, where they can no longer plant seeds in the clouds. Like literally, they cannot do it. So if that can be controlled, which it can, look up HAARP. Then you got to wonder certain parts of the country that always have earthquakes, California, that always have wildfires, California,
firework plant blow up, California.
So is there energy being brought off of that bad activity?
Traffic in California.
I just think that's just, if you're in California, it's always been that way with the plates, though. You know, there's earthquakes that start out.
The electronic plates, whatever they
call. There are tsunamis that are worse than anything there, you know.
But is there, you know, like, what causes diamonds to be made? Pressure.
Yeah.
So is that, like,
I thought you could say African slave labor, but you know, pressure isn't going to answer. Diamonds.
And if you know anything about earthquakes, the worst weren't in California, they're in the Midwest. The most serious ones where they wiped out a whole city. You know,
I thought
I mean?
That was tornadoes.
I'm
aware of earthquakes. I just did not realize that our government sets up what should be free energy plants, but it's literally collected to sell to other countries. Like, I don't understand how you sell energy. I don't. My little brain don't get it. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how I buy it.
I don't know how water is a freaking traded commodity.
I mean, it's just weird. It's just weird. But it's just, well, it's always been, so we just, okay, well, that's the way it is.
Do you feel like an Alex Jones on your shoulder that just pops up? It's like, I tried to tell you about all this earlier.
No,
we're trying to talk about it.
Sell.
I never thought about, but who was the great, I'd say great, maybe sarcastically because I don't remember who said it, but one of the politicians of old said, never let a real tragedy go by without monetizing it.
Oh, who was that?
I don't remember who it was, but that's paraphrased too. But it's like, so okay, bad earthquake, but God, we're making a lot of energy when this happens.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't understand how plates underground is causing energy, but yet I also don't understand how crystals being pushed together with pressure makes diamonds.
Just think of lava and how much energy is in that with the earth moving.
But I think of heat. I don't think of energy. I can't even tell you what energy is.
What do you think? How do you light something with fire? It's friction.
Oh, man.
Right. But you know that because that's what's been regurgitated and what's said. And it is. But I don't know how anybody could think. Like, you're so smart to think that, well, we could make energy off this.
Yeah.
You know, what leads you to that point? You just had to constantly think of ideas to.
I was looking at a thing where it showed where the United States. I was looking at where our military bases were, and we have so many military bases in Alaska. And what's right there where it is the fault lines, and then you look across the map, and Russia is right on the other side, and they also have energy plants on the fault line, and then you look on the other side of the world, and freaking China is doing the same thing, and I'm like.
Don't steal our sunshine.
Wow. Like, that's crazy.
I
used to think dams were just to get rid of old crappy cities. You know? Like, I thought, but never did. But then again, how do they make energy off of it? My feeble brain doesn't understand it. And you could explain it to me, and I still wouldn't.
I like how when the lake is low, the Army has to decide to let the water out.
Have you ever met an Army Corps of Engineer? I never have. No. I don't even. Do they wear any kind of identifying fatigues?
I don't think so.
Certain little outfits and ties that they wear, the Corps of Engineers.
Like, is that what they do all day? I know when the lake's up, I'm like, oh, the Army lets some water out.
That's awesome.
But like in the 20s and 30s, like the Boy Scouts went and did that stuff.
And
like,
how do they know how to do that?
I don't know. I don't know how slave labor knew how to build great buildings, but they did.
I did the freaking.
Even criminal labor, like, how did the criminals know how to make these grand buildings?
You're telling me the Egyptians, they did all that with a simple pulley system that they came up with?
That one is, that's beyond me to explain.
Go on.
I don't know.
So there was a study asked, and they wanted to ask people what they were doing for the 4th.
4th of July.
Yeah. And the number one answer.
Grilling hot dogs.
Nothing.
Oh.
Well, that would be me, because I don't have any plans for 4th.
You're not going to grill hot
Jesus
dogs?
Christ, if I may. Wow. I don't know that I've ever heard you utter the words, I don't have any plans.
I don't. Wow. I am staying home, I think. Well, I might do something for my dog, you know, because I have time.
Oh, you know what's going to happen?
Do the peanut butter bikini again?
Oh, God.
You're not too far off because look.
She does have a boyfriend, so I might take her to see her boyfriend. But
oh, your dog's got a boyfriend.
She has two boyfriends.
Oh, no.
You do I don't even have a boyfriend, but my
you
Eva.
You do dog dates?
Yes.
Jesus. Dog such a
I whore. Do dog parties. Are you kidding? Like, her birthday's coming up, so she's going to have a birthday party.
Is there a possibility, because you see you don't have anything going on.
No.
That you could be at home, you could be bored.
Uh-huh.
If the neighbor comes around and asks you.
Uh-huh.
Which neighbor?
The one, you know.
The one who offered.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that person in a long time.
I got a feeling that it could happen this weekend just out of boredom. And
I don't
you're like,
think
you know
so.
What?
No.
Maybe that was the universe's way of saying, I'm giving you a sign right now.
It
you
is
had
not.
No
you
other plans. The Cougars were busy. Yeah. All your gay male friends are busy.
Cougar Club is by the pool this weekend, I'm sure.
Because I imagine your Cougar Club would be like, girl, if you don't let him do it, I'm going to let him do it.
They would just say, that's dangerous. That person is psycho. They would probably say, no, why would a young guy want you? Like, you're right. Why would he?
Your friends are bees.
That's how it sounded like. They made it sound like it was
like,
you know.
Are you sure he said that you didn't misunderstand them? And I go, oh, no.
See, if some girl.
I know exactly what he was
like
saying.
Like, maybe he had a to-go bag from like a restaurant across the street, and he said, would you like to go out to eat with me? Would you like to eat with me? Would you like to eat dinner with me? Can I eat dinner with you? And you just misinterpreted what he said.
No, I knew exactly what he was saying because he said, I don't want to be vulgar, but he said he always wanted to do that to me.
Okay.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad I'm not a woman. And that state
and
of
how
mind.
How he thought of me in that sort of way when I was talking to his mother who lived, you know, it's weird.
If a woman came up to me, let's say she's, you know, obviously of age, 22, 23, she's like, hey, I want to blank your blank. I'd be like, that's pretty cool. I appreciate you thinking of me like that. But the women
Why?
Are like, oh, no, that's crazy. That's psycho. I'm like, that's damn cool. And I thank you for wanting to do that to me.
Because Fat Boy's going, of all the people in the world, she picked me.
I'm like, that's cool. That's a compliment.
Yay.
But women are like, oh, no, what's wrong with him? That's psychotic.
But even if she's too aggressive, though, with it, like, then it's...
She's a bunny.
No,
runner.
You know what? The more the better.
That's intimidating to me.
If you want to do the womp womps and the cupping of the bottom and then, you know, twisting the hand too.
That girl that cool. wanted me to choke her that time, like, I was like, I absolutely will not do that. I'm not comfortable with doing it. Why not? I like it. I'm like, because I don't want to explain to everyone what happened here if I do it too hard.
But I'll be honest with you. That's to be intimate with somebody like that guy saying that to me. Is
that's more than being intimate.
Probably the last thing that I would probably do with someone ever.
Did he even have a mustache for you to ride? That's the question.
No
one knows.
It's just bizarre.
She's got to ask you in the heat of the moment to do it. Like, not just like, you know, out of the blue, just like, hey. In conversation, like, would you choke me?
Has any woman come up to you and say, let me blank your blank like that? Like, oh, I really want to blank. Oh,
no, that's what I'm saying. If they did, I'd be like, oh, that's awesome.
It's so weird.
In a relationship before, but usually it was like early on.
Yeah, they had to do it at that point.
She asked her to let me. Generally, it's his idea.
Going down the road. But that was one of the more, you know, and I'll be honest with you, it was more the inspiration to lose weight because I would have. But there wasn't room between my gut and the steering wheel. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.